Fathers will be attacked by their sons. Mothers shall find death at the hands of their children. This has been told to you many years ago, but too few listened until the evil comes into their homes. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, quote, "At that time Jesus said to his disciples, 'When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end will not be at once.' Then he said to them, 'Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilence and famines, and great earthquakes in many various places. And there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all of these things, they will arrest you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to your bearing witness. Resolve therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense. For I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. And you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends. And some of you they will put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yet not one hair of your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on May 28, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now, Our Lady is cutting across the sky. She's floating and returning back to her place above her statue. Now, Our Lady is looking all about her, and now she's placing the rosary about her waist with her blue sash, and now she's placing her hands up like this and taking the rosary back from the sash into her hands like this. Now Our Lady is placing the first finger of her right hand to her lips, which means to listen well and repeat. My child and my children, the urgency for prayer and reparation needs immediate fruits, good fruits that will have seeds that can go throughout the world to promote peace. Oh, my children, I have often cautioned you about the sins that you commit, willingly or unwillingly, which is for the Father to judge. However, man is fast going to his own devastating future now. Man has become so corrupt and so evil. This evil extends not among many, but the source of the evil has been placed, the responsibility for this evil has been placed upon the shoulders of your government, both federal and immediate governing bodies. Wars are a punishment for man's sins. Syria holds the key to peace at this time. However, I place in front of you, my children, a graphic picture for you to understand. It will be a parable for some, and some will turn away, not willing to hear what heaven has to say in these desperate times. Our Lady is pointing up with a finger like this to her right side, and high above her, the sky is opening up. All the clouds are floating away, and the sky is opening up, and I see a map of the Middle East, and then Our Lady is pointing up farther, and that's another map of China and Russia. Our Lady is turning back now. She was looking upward also. My child and my children, there are scoffers who will say there shall not be a third world war. They do not know and cannot conceive of the plan of the Eternal Father. Be it known now that the Father has great heart for all his children. But when the sin reaches a peak only known to the Father, the amount of sin among mankind, then the Father will take action. He will allow you to go upon your reprobate way until there will be few souls to save upon earth, for the others will have died in battle and also at the hands of a corrupt generation of the young. Fathers will be attacked by their sons. Mothers shall find death at the hands of their children. This has been told to you many years ago, but too few listen until the evil comes into their homes. Then it is too late. Protect your children from the evil that is fast accelerating throughout the world. Your country, the United States of America, and Canada shall not be free from invasion. That is why you must pray a constant vigil up there, going throughout the whole world. And you must turn back from your sin, or you will die. My child and my children, I wish in my heart that I could bring to you a more bright and cheerful message. But that would not be true, for there is at this time too many souls falling into hell, souls that listened and but somehow turned back onto the wide road, the road to perdition.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have discovered an extraordinary video titled Pope John Paul II, Statesman of Faith. This video was made by Arts and Entertainment Biography and is the best video I've ever seen on the Pope. Everyone that we showed it to just loves it and wants to order it. It will make you proud to be a Roman Catholic. Pope John Paul II is the spiritual leader of almost a billion people worldwide and beloved ambassador of peace to untold millions more. Pope John Paul II is the most popular and powerful pontiff in history. leader of the 2,000-year-old Roman Catholic Church, John Paul, became the first non-Italian pope in almost 500 years. Here is the story of his remarkable life, his pre-war childhood in Poland, his rise as cardinal under communism, his elevation to the papacy, where he survived assassination attempts to play a pivotal role in the fall of the Soviet Empire. Join A&E's biography for a remarkable portrait of this charismatic, caring, and compassionate spiritual giant, His Holiness Pope John Paul II. This extraordinary video costs $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. We have operators waiting to take your call right now. The name of the video is Pope John Paul II, Statesman of Faith, for $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. The number of holy hours pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament total 43,832. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Today we have the story of a poor Claire nun who loved to make visits to the Blessed Sacrament. When asked by the other nuns what she did during these long silent hours, she answered, "I could kneel there forever. And why not? God is there. You wonder what I do in the presence of my God. I marvel, I love, I thank, I beg. What does a tramp do when he meets a millionaire? A sick man when he sees a doctor. A starving man when he sees food. What does a dry-throated hiker do at the drinking fountain?" These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the End Times Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, and much, much more. We also have the Third Secret of Fatima. Be sure to visit and tell your family and friends about it. The website is www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on May 28, 1983. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
All my children, speak to your pastors. Speak to the bishops, the hierarchy. And let them know that their mother is weeping for them. They do not know what they are doing, or they do not care of the consequences, because they have lost their faith and no longer have they received graces to keep them from the abyss. I repeat again, man shall be left to himself, because the spirit will not remain within him if he becomes a purveyor of such evil and sin as the corruption of the children, pornography, and other all vile natures of mankind. This hits my children to the very core of children on earth, their being. We place upon the parents a far greater measure and responsibility toward their children than we can place on the schools, or the government? No. Parents must now guard their children, or they will weep when it is too late. Laws are a punishment for man's sins. Already your sons are being sent to be there with the invasion in the Middle East. Is this what you want, my children? Can you not give your prayers and acts of reparation for those who have no one to pray for them? They are all our sheep, and we wish that they would be gathered into a holy land. The word holy strikes a chord of misery, my child. I have no way to explain but to tell you misery. Yes, my child, you have never seen but on the screen of your box war. You have never felt the loss of one in war, though, my child, forgive me if I brought a bit of sadness to your heart. Your son was removed for his own salvation. Other parents will have to face a similar occurrence in their homes, but should they have the knowledge and the truth in the supernatural, they will understand that heaven has chosen them to leave this veil of tears and return to heaven from whence they first came. My child, you will see that the message goes throughout the world. Do not be slowed down in your endeavors by scoffers, those who say there will not be a third world war. Are they God? Oh, no. They will know what it is to see blackened bodies along the roadside, their children stomachs distended with starvation. This cannot happen here in the United States, I hear voices saying. Oh, my children, it will. Your crops will rot. Your children will be barred from their own homes because they have become a source of murder. Please, my children, listen to your mother. It is urgent that you pray and protect your children. You must see that they wear the brown scapular and also any medals that will keep Satan from their door. My child, you will continue to give out the medals of Saint Benedict. Yes, my child, I know you are doing this, but we must accelerate also the dispersal of the medals. I tell you now, my child, because the road has been filled with thorns, that heaven, all heaven, is greatly of heart for you and those who came with you from heaven's direction to build up an apostleship that shall be forever written in the annals of the church. This surprises you, my child. I understand you are quite shocked, but pleasantly so, I hope. Now, my child, you will take 3 photographs and continue with the prayers of reparation. They are sorely needed. Remember, my child and my children, the Third World War is approaching. Now, Our Lady is taking her rosary in her hands like this, holding up the crucifix and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing the crucifix about her hands like this. You will remember my children and my child, to God the young, your clergy have fallen into darkness. Abortion will never be condoned.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on May 28, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We also have the St. Benedict Medal that Our Lady talked about. They're available for 50 cents for a donation of 50 cents each. Just write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony I have here is from California to our latest workers. I want to give thanks to God through Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers, for my miracle. My husband had not worked in over 5 years. I had to go back to work and support the family. We have 4 children. My husband was suffering from substance abuse and depression. He lost a very good job with a big company. We went through many tough years, which I do not think I could have coped if it were not for Our Lady's help. My husband had fallen into the wrong crowd and lost almost everything we owned. He lost his driver's license and had to spend time in jail. 2 of our children were born during the last 5 years of trial. A year ago, my job was terminated, and we had to go on welfare. But I never stopped saying the rosary with the hope that Our Lady would help us. Another Bayside friend stood by us. I have to turn my page here. Through all this, and told me, hang in there, for better or for worse, that God will take care of us. Well, in October 1995, my husband found a job, and he has just been promoted to foreman in less than 2 months of working. He is getting a very good salary. And this, all the people that know us know that this is a miracle. And we wish to thank Our Lady of the Roses for helping us. The medicine. Now I have another party from Syracuse to Our Lady's workers. My name is Andrea, and I am 22 years of age. I first started reading about Bayside. I was so afraid, and I began praying the rosary daily. After about 6 months, my zeal cooled and then grew so cold that you could barely recognize me. And then I went crazy. Every sin I could commit, I did. Among wanting sex and alcohol, I had an abortion. Then I met the man I was going to marry. I was still very insane with sin, but I knew that I loved him with all my heart. Now, all this time, I still said the rosary, and while we were living together, my future husband began saying it with me. Well, I can't tell you, it didn't take long for the change to begin in us. First, we decided to get married. Next, I started to read my Bayside book again. It still scared me, but it was different this time. It really changed me. I read the book slowly and began to heed the messages. I stopped drinking to excess. I stopped swearing. My husband and I abstained from sex for 3 months before our wedding day. I stopped taking birth control pills. But most important, I confess all my wicked sins. I now attend Mass regularly and try all my strength to follow the footsteps of my dear friend, St. Teresa. I know that you've heard all this before, but my life is truly changed because of the Blessed Mother and all your work. I read the messages. I still believe my cause is not lost. I want all the poor sinners in the world to know that through the Blessed Mother and her divine intercession, I was brought back from the very brink of hell. I know for a fact that you can be forgiven many times if you turn back now. I don't know if anyone will ever read this letter, but to whom I may concern, I love and thank Jesus and Mary with every inch of my heart and soul. And if they'll only grant me the grace and the strength, I'll help others to feel the same. I'll continue to promote the messages from Bayside. May God bless you all. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue to spread Our Lady of the Roses prophecies. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.